The National Broadcasting Company presents The Little Matchmaker, featuring Sheldon Leonard as Mr. Bucci, the organ grinder, Nestor Paiva as Pancho, the janitor, and starring Chico Marx.
I am Pancho, a janitor here in New York, and Chico Rovelli is my good friend. I like Chico, because when I don't know something, I always ask him, and he gives me very good answers. Like this morning, I asked him, "Hey, Chico, I read all this stuff about flying saucers. How come I never see any?"
"You get married, you see plenty of flying saucers."
"You see? That Chico is a smart man. He's a marriage broker, you know. That's why they call him the little matchmaker. My boss, the landlord, wants me to kick him out for not paying his rent. Right now, he's down on the street trying to borrow some money."
"Ah, my good friends, Mr. Bucci and the Conrad. Come on, Mr. Rovelli. Hey, Conrad, say hello to Mr. Rovelli. Come on." "That monkey always sounds like he's a mad."
"No, no, Conrad's not mad. He's a very good monkey."
"Hey, you think he like me?"
"Conrad says he likes you because you look like his brother."
"That's a nice."
"Conrad says that we have to be on our way."
"Hey, just a minute.
What?
I want Conrad to help me out. You see, I'm going to get thrown out of my office if I don't pay the rent."
"How much money you need?"
$36.
"He will be pleased to give you the money. Have to charge you a little interest."
"How much interest?"
"He says because you're a friend of his family, he'll go easy on you.
15%. 15%? Mm-hmm. He can't charge no more than 6%.
"There is nothing in the law that specifies how much a monkey can charge."
Okay. "I pay the 15% for year's interest."
"I'm sorry, that's 15% a day."
All right. "I take the money for 1 week. How much of crooked interest you going to charge?"
"Conrad says the interest will be $87.36.
"Hey, figures awful fast, don't he?"
"All right, then give me the money."
"My friend here says that before any money passes, you will be required to fill out a financial statement, so I'll just ask you a few questions. And if you lie, of course, Conrad can have you thrown into jail."
"I understand. He's got to protect himself."
"Yeah, sure. Now, how much money do you have in a bank?"
"Nothing."
"Do you own anything at all?"
"I own the suit I got on."
"That's no suit. That's a dust rag with sleeves."
"I got my piano."
"Oh, piano. That's good. Conrad always wanted a piano."
"Hey, he charged me 15% an hour and a mortgage on my piano, too."
"Huh? Okay. He wants to know if you carry any life insurance. In case something happens to you, you know, in case somebody might kill you, and then poor Conrad, he would lose all his money."
"Who's going to kill me?"
"Well, nobody if you pay up on time."
"All right, you come up to my office and I give you my insurance policy."
"Conrad says that'll be satisfactory, so here's your money. And we are very happy indeed to help an old friend. Come on, Conrad."
"Hello, Pancho. This is Chico. I'm in my office. Look what I got in my hand. It's the money for the rent. Tell your boss you don't have to throw me out." "What? Sure, come up and get it. I got to hang up. Somebody just come in. Goodbye." "Hello, mister. How are you this morning?"
"I am Finney."
"How do you do, Mr. Finney?"
No. "I feel Finney. F-I-N-E. Finney."
"Hey, you talk funny, Finney. What do you want?"
My sister is going to sue you for $36. She got a husband from you and he ran away.
Hey, I no guarantee of the husband.
She wants her money in me die ain't lie.
You talk a funny English.
I speak exactly as words are spelled. For example, if I say I am hungry and I would like something to eat at, maybe a dish of soap, you understand what I want?
Soap, sure, you want some soap.
No, soap, such as chicken soap, or split pea egg, or vegetable soap.
Oh, I know. You better go.
As soon as you return the money my sister gave you when she married that butcher.
Butcher? What's that?
Butcher. He runs the butcher shop. He sells all kinds of meat. Sirloin steak, lambie kahop, grow and rowan. Yes. From grow and rowan, you make hamburgers.
I thought you make a hamburgers from ground around.
I said, grow on rowan.
Hey, you're driving me crazy with this talk. I don't want no trouble with the law. Here's the money.
See, thank you.
Hey, just a minute. What's your sister's name?
Sister? I have no sister. Go and buy me.
What do you know? I got a swindled by a dirty crook. I mean crook.
Hello, Chico.
Hello, Pancho.
Well, you got it?
No.
You had it?
Yes.
You lost it?
No, somebody steal it.
That's too bad.
You throw me out, huh?
Yes.
I pack up my satchel.
That's too bad.
I guess I'm just a bum.
That's right.
The little matchmaker's bankrupted.
Hey, somebody is coming.
Mr. Pietro.
Well, I think I go.
Hey, Pancho. Just a minute. This is my friend, Mr. Pietro. Mr. Pietro, this is my friend, the Pancho.
Mr. Pancho, I love you because you're friend of Mr. Ravelli.
I go before you kiss me.
Mr. Ravelli, you know why I'm here?
You're in trouble and you need some money.
No. I bring you some money.
How much?
How much you want, baby?
You got a $36?
This is a chicken feed.
All right, I'm your chicken.
Give me the money, my friend. Thank you. I'm so happy I'm going to cry.
Why you cry?
Because I now pay you for my marriage with my wife, remember?
That's right. When I make it a match for you as a bro.
Now I got plenty of money. And today, my wife and me, we have a little bambino. Beautiful baby. And all on account of you.
Hey, I got nothing to do with that baby.
I'm so happy.
All right. Stop crying a minute. I got to make telephone calls.
Take your time.
Hello, Pancho. This is Chico. Look, I got it. Come up and get it.
Huh?
No, don't worry. Nobody take it away this time. Goodbye. I just called up the janitor. Come after the rent. The money you pay me saved my life.
I saved your life? I'm so happy I'm going to cry.
If you could sing with that cry, you could make $1,000,000.
Mr. Ravelli, you know what we're going to name the baby?
Sure, Johnny Ray.
No. We're going to name him after somebody we love. What do you think the name will be?
I like Ike.
No. Gonna call him Chico Ravelli Angelo Pasquale Adley Pietro. Congratulations.
For what?
You're the godfather.
What does godfather have to do?
Nothing. Just to buy the bambino is the first pair of shoes. That's all.
Hey, the kid is just a born. He don't need no shoes yet.
If he catch a cold and walk around in a bed, you're gonna have a big doctor bill.
Oh, that's the bad. All right, but here's the $10. Buy him some of nice shoes.
Thank you. The shoes will look nice with his new shoes.
Oh, you bought him a suit already, eh?
Thank you. Me?
No, I don't buy his clothes. That would be a big insult to the godfather. That's you.
How much is a baby suit?
All prices.
How much you got left?
$26.
Hey, you wanted my baby to wear cheaper clothes?
But that's all I got.
I take it. I see what I can do.
All right, to get a suit with 2 pair of pants. The baby might want to make a change.
You smart godfather. I go before the store to close up. Goodbye, Mr. Revelle. I'm so happy I couldn't cry.
Oh, I couldn't cry too. Goodbye. Hey, what? What's the $36 if it's going to make the baby happy? $36. Hey, come back to Mr. Pietro. Mr. Pietro. Mr. Pietro.
Hey, hello, Chico.
Hello, Pancho.
You call me to come up and get it?
Yeah, I call you.
You got it?
No.
You had it?
Yes.
You lost it?
No, I gave it to little baby.
You nuts.
I think so.
I never see a man with such small brains.
Thank you. Now look, Pancho. Suppose I rent to somebody's desk in my office, and I collect the rent and give it to you for your board.
I think so.
You know, you got lots of old desks in the basement. You bring them up and we rent them, and I get a rick.
I think so.
Good. You know, I'm going to write an ad for the newspaper. Now, when I say the words, you write them down.
All right.
Now, let's see. Chico Ravelli will take in attendance to say expenses. No cleaner office in town. Did you put it down?
Yes. Chico Ravelli will take tenants to the cleaners to meet expenses.
I think your shorthand is too short. Let's try again. Tenants wanted to help a Chico Ravelli cut his rent in half. See him today.
I got it. Chico Ravelli wanted for cutting his tenants in half today.
Are you afraid? But you're getting a little closer. We try once more time. For rent, office space, short the lease, a nice view.
I got it. Short for rent with nice view.
That sounds good. That's a very high class. I call up for the paper.
Here's a Mr. Brookie with his comrade.
Well, Mr. Ravelli, Conrad is here to pick up your insurance policy.
I know. Here it is. In case I die, the money goes to Benny Fisher.
You mean the money goes to your beneficiary?
That's what I said to Benny Fisher.
You can't believe it. Conrad says that he would like to hear the tone of the piano that he holds a mortgage on.
Oh, Chico played the piano good. He's got crazy fingers.
Okay, I play something for Conrad.
Well, here. Don't wait till you hear him play.
Conrad says don't make it too long. How'd you like it, Conrad?
Yeah.
Goodbye, gentlemen. See you soon.
It must be wonderful to be a rich monkey.
Yeah. Conrad's got it the first dollar he ever made.
Thank you.
This is me, Pancho, again. Poor Chico. All the nice things that ever happened to him are very bad. Last night he put the ad in the newspaper, and this morning nobody come yet.
Hey, caramba, look. Someone is downstairs looking for Chico. Maybe they will rent a desk.
This is the place, Gertrude. There's his sign. Chico Ravelli, the little matchmaker. That's him.
Yeah, well, what kind of a man shall I ask for, Sarah?
Now, don't be choosing. Getting a husband from a marriage broker is like buying a used car. Take anything that's able to move.
Sarah, I'm so scared.
You're scared?
Yeah.
Think of the poor man that gets you.
How do I know if this Ravelli fellow is reliable? Who'd he ever marry?
Well, he got Tilly Davis, her husband, and he lived to be 77 years old.
77? My, that's what I call good mileage. How old was he when she got him, huh?
75.
Well, 2 years is better than nothing. Oh, dear, I can just see the moth flying out of my hope chest.
Hey, Gertie, you better get up there before he's all sold out.
You know, I've dreamed of this moment all my life. I just want to get to Niagara Falls before it stops falling.
Hey, Chico, a lady is coming up the stairs.
Yeah, I bet she saw the ad and she's going to rent the desk. Eh?
I think so.
You go, Pancho. I call you up as soon as I rent the desk.
Are you Mr. Ravelli?
That's me. I guess you see my ad in the paper, huh?
Well, not exactly, but my sister Sarah said that you would have just what I want.
Well, your sister is right.
What have you got that you think would suit me?
Well, you're a pretty big girl. You got to have a good, strong one.
Listen, I got something to tell you. The stronger, the better.
One thing I can say. Everything I got has a good legs and a solid top.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, and they're very easy to push around.
Well, that certainly won't do any harm, will it?
Hey, tell me, how long you want it for?
Forever, dearie, until death do us part and all that stuff.
That's what I like. Now, what size do you want?
I wouldn't be particular. I'll take a short one.
That's easy. I cut the legs off.
Well, that sounds messy.
That's right. If I cut the legs off, maybe the sides will crack, huh?
Now, see here. I don't want anything that's going to fall apart. Haven't you got one that don't need surgery?
To tell the truth, lady, all of my stuff is pretty old.
Yeah, well, what do you call old?
Well, lady? Some of at least 25 years old.
Now you're talking. Show me one.
Well, look, right over here. Look at that beautiful desk. It's really all-American.
Desk? Well, I come here for a husband.
A husband? Christopher Columbus. Chico Ravelli, the little matchmaker, talking into the phone.
This is Pancho.
Oh, hello, Pancho.
You got it?
No.
Oh, she didn't rent the desk?
No.
Oh, the landlord come today.
Well, don't worry. I get her the money someplace or I go to the poorhouse.
You go to the poorhouse.
Somebody come in. Goodbye. Hello, mister.
Are you the marriage broker?
Oh, you want to get married,
no,
huh?
No, not exactly. I'm looking for people with unusual occupations to appear on. Please take my money. That's a quiz show.
Well, you come to the right guy. I'm unusual, all right. What do I have to do?
Well, you just come right down to our show tonight, and we'll ask you some questions, and you'll receive cash for correct answers.
How much do you pay for a good answer?
It'll be well worth your while. Have you got a friend on, please take my money? Our contestants compete as a team.
Hey, I got the one who's smart, a friend. Friend of my friend, the Pancho.
Oh, good. Now, remember, tonight, Studio B at DBC.
Okay, if I'm not too busy trying to raise my rent money, I come. Just to leave your card.
Oh, here you are. And good day to you.
Excuse me.
Hello, lady.
How do you do? I'm Madame Lascaglia. This is an actually known opera singer. You've heard of me?
The only opera singer I know is Rigoletto, and he's a dead. What do you want, a husband or a desk?
Oh, well, I came to see about a studio in your office. I teach voice, you know.
Listen, Madame Mascalio, that's your name, La Scala?
Yes.
You can't come in here without the reference. This is a high-class office.
References? Well, I have a cousin in Syracuse.
That's enough. That's good. That takes care of the reference, all right. Now, the rent is $36 a box. You got it?
Of course. Here's your money.
Deal is closed. Help yourself.
Thank you. Nico!
Am I too late?
Please, Apancho. The lady is trying to sing.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I heard the noise, I thought your hot water heater blew up.
No interruption, please.
I think I go.
Oh, no. Pancho, you can't go. You stay. If she's going to die, I got to have a witness. Hey, that's a nice song, all right.
Yeah, but I don't like the word.
Please, I was just running the scales. Now, quiet.
Nico, she is your tenant?
Yeah, but I think I rented the place too cheap.
Yeah, I see. Oh. Hey, ay, caramba, stop the noise. The landlord is here, look. Hey, hello, boss.
What is this?
Hey, Madame Roscala, shut up for a minute. Roberto!
Valet, who is this screaming creature?
I happen to be Madame Lascalia. I'm a tenant of Mr. Lavelli. I paid my rent, and I intend to give my vocal lessons right here.
You do,
That's right. I'm now Big Shot the landlord, just the like of you.
Yes, boss. Chico's got the money for the rent.
Here it is, $36.
Where's the other 36?
Other 36?
I rented this office for single occupancy. Any subtenants are required to pay at the same rate. Read your lease, son.
Oh, dear. I hit the clinker.
You sure did. I get my oil can and fix your pipe.
Well, Valley, have the money up by tomorrow morning or out you go.
What a cruel man. What are you poor smokes going to do?
Well, Chico and me talk it over.
Well, I'll go down for lunch. If any of my pupils come, tell them I'll be back shortly.
Hey, Chico, what you do now?
Pancho, I think I got an idea.
Another one?
This is a good one. You see this card? A man who was here. He said we should come to the radio studio and win us some money.
You mean like Groucho Marx?
I never heard of him.
Hey, a couple of smart fellows like us could win lots of money.
Okay, we get it dressed up and nice. And here we come, mister. Get all that money ready.
To play, please take my money. Now, two more residents of Olive Street. This is Olive Street Night On. Please take my money, you know. Your name, please, sir?
Pancho Garcia.
Yes, and his partner to play. Please take my money. A gentleman with an unusual occupation. The little matchmaker, Mr. Chico Ravelli.
Okay, we take the money and go home.
Oh, just a moment. Not so fast, not so fast. Now, for $100, tell me this, please. Who was in command of the Union armies during the Civil War? Talk it over between you.
Hey, Chico, I think it's Philip Murray.
You crazy.
Why, that's crazy. You, Philip Murray, runs a dancing school.
I'll give you one more chance. The general in charge of the Union
armies. I got it. John L. Lewis.
It was General Grant. I'm sorry you lose the $100 question, but you still have a chance for the $150 jackpot.
Oh, that's just what I need to pay all of my bills.
All right, Jeff. Now, this one concerns the opera. Can you tell me who wrote The Barber of Seville?
I don't know that one. My sister cut my hair.
Excuse me, how much time have we got?
You two will never get it.
I tell you what, now please take my money. We'll pay each of you $150 if you can tell us anything about Seville.
They haven't got a chance.
Seville, is it east of the Mississippi River?
I'll tell you this much.
It is the final resting place of the man who discovered America. What is his name?
These questions get a tougher all the time.
Seville is also the capital of bullfighting. As many as 50 bulls have fought there in one day.
50 bulls? Christopher Columbus.
He's absolutely correct. Please take my money. My money pays you both $150 for that brilliant reply.
Hey, Pancho, I'm a smart. Everything's a fine. Tomorrow I pay Conrad and the landlord.
Caramba, you are a smart man.
That's what I tell you. I'm smart. Hey, Pancho, where is the landlord?
He's in the building collecting the rent. Then he come here. Oh, look.
Good morning, Ravelli. Have you got the $36?
You bet. Here it is.
Oh, fine, fine. Now, I'll just sit down here and count up my collections. Oh, 18, 90. Oh, I love this money. 100.
Hello, Chico. Oh, hi. You come just in time, Mr. Beauty.
Okay, Conrad, grab that money.
What does this mean? Give me back my money.
You know what it means, Mr. Big Shot Landlord. Conrad holds the mortgage on this building, and you are behind in your payment.
Well, I'll see the law about that monkey.
Hey, caramba. Look, a policeman.
Which one of you monkeys is Conrad?
What's the trouble, officer?
I got a warrant from the African police to hold you for desertion.
Hey, wait a minute there, Buster. I have never been to Africa.
Don't give me that stuff. You walked out on your wife, Josephine, and your 14 kids.
Josephine? That's Conrad's wife.
Okay, monkey, let's go.
Let go of him.
Oh, you're interfering with an officer, huh? Okay, you're under arrest, too. Now get going.
Well, but, officer, wait. Get out of here.
That's the trouble with this world. Too many crooked monkeys.
Matchmaker, starring Chico Marx, was produced by Manny Manheim and directed by Art Jacobson. The script is written by Manny Manheim and Roland McLean. Music on tonight's show is under the direction of Robert Armbruster. In the cast were Sheldon Leonard, Nestor Piva, Bob Bent, Herb Vigran, Shep Mankin, Martha Wentworth, Gail Bonney, Hans Conried, Eddie Fields, and Barney Phillips. This is your announcer, John Wall. This has been a presentation of the NBC Hollywood Program Department.